Hey there, welcome to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I'm your host, John Spencer. I'm a former middle school teacher, current college professor, and I am passionate about seeing teachers transform their classrooms into bastions of creativity and wonder. And so on this podcast, I share ideas and strategies. I tell stories of things that worked, but also things that were big, epic fails that I learned from. And all because I truly believe that teachers play a profound role in helping students reach their creative potential by empowering them with voice and choice. And today I'm going to talk about something that fits into two topics that come up a lot in this podcast. And one of the topics is project management, PBL. What happens when you run into that challenge of different groups working at different paces and how we handle project management. And the second is AI. And so the big idea today is going to be about how to leverage AI for project management. And this for me, honestly, I am using ChatGPT in particular, but other AI tools as well, often in my work. And it has been a game changer for me in terms of logistics, project management, deadline. And so if I think about it this way, and playing around with the tool and thinking about how to use it, I can see a day at some point where students will be using AI tools for their own project management as they do project-based learning. And so that's what we're going to be exploring today. Chances are you've seen this scenario before. You give your students 3 weeks to work on a collaborative project. You start out with total buy-in. They're excited about what they're going to create. But a week later, you run into issues. Students aren't making any progress. And I mean, they are just stuck. One group has barely started. Another has had 15 different false starts, and they keep changing what they're making and what they're doing. And then one group is finished super duper early, and you know that they didn't do a quality project, but they're just done and they're looking for something else to do, right? You've seen this before. You think about extending the time for this unit, but there's no more time in the curriculum map. For all the talk of letting kids work at their own pace, you're finding this to be not so true. Half the groups are way behind, and you're wondering if you need to set more rigid deadlines. I lived this scenario for a few years, and here's the bad news. Sometimes you need deadlines. When groups are fizzling out, you need to have a difficult conversation about meeting those deadlines. I spent years running a project-based, design-oriented classroom. However, my students were still middle schoolers, and sometimes it was hard, even in the midst of a great project, for them to persevere. This is why I believe in guiding students through the project management process. It's not going to be perfect. Kids will still struggle to meet deadlines. Procrastination is going to occur. But project management is a skill that improves over time. As students learn how to break apart tasks and chart their progress, they begin to think differently about their work. And in the end, project management becomes one of those lifelong transferable skills. A quick caveat here. Students who struggle with executive function might need additional reminders and support through this process. However, I was talking to a special education teacher recently who shared how her project management actually helped her students improve in their executive function skills because of the visualization, anticipation, and task analysis that they were practicing in project management. So you can kind of think about it as a tool that helps develop and improve executive functioning skills. Project management is more about, it's more than just setting a schedule, right? So it's the idea of following through on your plans, continuing to a task when no one's looking, and really keeping yourself accountable. This is the part that's often described as a grind by entrepreneurs, right? They talk about like, oh man, sometimes this work just becomes a grind. However, it's also where we get a chance to see the results of what we're doing and whether or not we're meeting our goals. It's where the real work is found in creative collaboration. So I'm going to share with you the different parts or components of project management and how we can leverage AI within that. So the first component is to set goals and chart progress. Project management begins with goal setting based on the big picture idea of what students need to accomplish. And here they need to have a clear sense of what they're doing and what it will look like when they're done. This sense of purpose will drive their goal setting. And with a strong sense of what they're doing and where they're going, students set those particular goals. These might be learning goals, they might be project goals, they might be focused more on the process, more on the product. But the key thing is they're going to be the goals for the project. And you, as a teacher, are going to set the parameters for that, right? So if you really want them focused on learning a particular skill through the project, maybe the goals are going to be about that. But if you want it to really focus on what are the goals of the finished work that you're creating, you set those parameters too. So as a teacher, you're going to kind of set that up for students ahead of time. In general, you might give them example goals to look at that can be really helpful. But also, it's in this moment that we might want to use AI. And in particular, I'm going to share, you know, the idea of using a chatbot, something similar to ChatGPT. So students might take the project instructions in the rubric and then create their own goals. They'll then use the chatbot to generate a set of project goals and see if the project goals that they have are similar to what the AI has set up. And what's happening here is when ChatGPT provides them a set of goals after they've come up with some of their own, they might look at it and go, oh, you know what? We missed that. We really do want that to be a goal. So it just becomes almost like an extra set of eyes, kind of a brainstorming partner. On the other hand, another way that they might use it is to ask the chatbot for feedback on their goals. So maybe they have a set of goals and you say, can you make these goals more SMART, right? More specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. And then it gives them a revised version of their goals. But it doesn't have to end with goal setting, right? So this is the idea to set goals and chart progress. Students also need to be charting their progress or else the goals are meaningless, right? They just become something that you put together and then walk away from. So here they might take their project goals and ask the chatbot how they might chart their progress. As a teacher, you might need to model this with a prompt like, what are 5 ways I can chart the progress on goal number 1? And then they can look at the options that the AI presents to them for how they might monitor their progress. You can think of the chatbot here as a facilitator in group discussions, helping students collaborate, exchange ideas, and reach consensus on their project goals. It functions almost like a team member, an extra person, even though it's not a person. If you're a super AI nerd, you might know the concept of the Eliza effect, where we tend to treat AI like it's a person, even when it's not. Or you can sort of think about the AI like a tool that students maneuver. And I really prefer viewing AI that way. You know, in this sense, you're saying it might look like it's a person. It might talk to you a little bit, but the AI is simply a tool. And we're going to learn how to maneuver this tool by having better prompts and things like that. Either way, students can leverage the AI to generate goals and determine how they're going to chart their progress. So that's component number 1, right? Component number 2 is to break down tasks and set deadlines. So if you think about that first part, that's really the big picture. And now we're going to narrow it down a little more to breaking down tasks and setting deadlines. After students create their goals, they take their project and they break it into tasks and subtasks with clear deadlines. And teachers will sometimes set up external deadlines for various phases of the project. That's actually a really good starting place. But it's important that students are able to break down their project into shorter tasks and subtasks. When students are able to do this, they create for themselves realistic deadlines, and they turn the project from an idea into a reality. Notice here that students really focus on the visualization of each part of a task, and it creates a bridge from the abstract ideas to concrete actions. In this phase, students need to think realistically about what is needed in terms of time, resources, and concrete actions. They also need to have a really clear sense of who's doing what, so having project roles becomes very important in this phase. And what you're doing is you're having students go from the big picture to the details of what this actually means and looks like. And it's tough, especially for younger students. This is a challenge, but it's a vital thing that will transfer over not just in project-based learning, but to all longer, more complicated tasks that students do. So where would we use AI, right? Well, chatbots can help students refine their project ideas by providing guidance on narrowing down the scope, identifying specific objectives, and then also setting those achievable milestones. Students might ask for a project scope with key benchmarks. They'll take the phases of the project and ask for lists of tasks and subtasks. And from there, the chatbot can provide a project plan that divides up the project into smaller tasks and then also has things like who's responsible, what's the time frame for completion, what will it look like when it's done. And it sort of facilitates this visualization process. Students can then modify the initial plan to fit their own context. And part of what's going on here, if we think about it, is, yeah, so the AI is doing a lot of the work that we want students to do. But in another sense, what's happening is it's almost like providing students with an exemplar. This is the exemplar. It's created by the AI. And now they're going to take that, they're going to modify it, they're going to make it their own. Another approach, though, might be something that is more student-generated from the get-go. So what happens here is students create their own project plan, but then the chatbot provides feedback on that plan. ChatGPT can help students identify potential challenges and risks associated with the strategies that they're using. And so students might ask a question like, is this a realistic time frame? Or what might we need to adjust? Or even something as simple as, what are we missing in our plan? And the chatbot then provides the feedback that they can then either accept or reject. And throughout the project, students can seek feedback from the chatbot to ensure that they're on track and they're meeting their goals and they're meeting their deadlines. All right, so the third component is to choose and implement strategies. So now, again, you think about it, you've set your goals, you've then created time deadlines and figured out your tasks. And now you're going to move it even more toward the concrete in terms of implementing the strategies. So once students have a clear plan, they're going to choose and implement their specific strategies within a project. Self-directed groups are able to determine what strategies they're going to use in order to complete the tasks. They can then select the resources and materials while also deciding on the process that will work best for them. So when doing research, they might use note cards or a spreadsheet. When managing their project, they might keep their tasks on a shared document or a shared calendar, or we'll be getting into that here in a moment, what the different types of strategies that they might use. But in these moments, they move from using strategies because the teacher told them to do it and toward choosing strategies because it helps them accomplish their goals in a way that's a little more personalized. Here's where a chatbot can become a game changer with students who need things like a checklist to improve their focus. They can take their assigned tasks and ask for a detailed checklist with deadlines based on the class period. They can then copy and paste the checklist into a document where they highlight each task as they finish it. You might even have the group's project manager create this checklist, or you as a teacher might use the chatbot to design the checklist. But the big idea here is that it now makes differentiation easier than ever. And so students who really struggle with staying focused during project management, they're using the AI to design scaffolds that keep them focused. And then finally, the fourth component is to monitor, adjust, and problem solve. While tasks and deadlines are vital for project management, things will not always work according to plan. Students can have the best developed plans in the world, but ultimately, life's going to happen. The internet goes down for a day. It happens. Not often anymore, but it happens. A group member gets sick for 2 days. You have a fire drill and an unplanned assembly, and you get the idea. A student hits a creative block and they feel stuck. In these moments, students will need to solve problems and deal with the issues as they arise. Things will break, plans will change. And this is the frustrating side of student-centered learning. It's messier than a tidy little worksheet. And yet, when students are able to tackle these challenges, they grow into problem solvers and critical thinkers. They're able to monitor their progress and adjust as they go. In this phase, students are going to monitor and perhaps even re-examine their goals. And here's where the chatbot becomes a powerful tool. It can help them redesign what they're doing. It can help them modify their tasks. It can help them modify their goals even. And then also students can use the chatbot to reflect on their performance, assess their goals, identify areas of improvement. So here, one of the things that chatbots do really well, generative AI across the board, is identifies patterns. And so what you're doing is you're really leaning on that pattern recognition aspect of AI to help students figure out how to fix something, how to adjust something, how to solve a problem. And so that's the goal there. You're using it in this sort of diagnostic problem-solving way. So a quick caveat here that I want to share. You need to check the policies before using any of these tools. Many AI tools are unavailable because they violate COPPA, CIPA, FERPA, or IDEA. IDEA, I don't know. There's a big debate about how if you say IDEA or IDEA. You get the idea, but I just made a pun. In the United States, that's really important. If you're outside of the United States, you need to know what your national policies are relating to, you know, things like privacy and all of that. In addition, the terms of service will often limit the age range and require additional parental permission. So, for example, they've changed the age for using ChatGPT, but it still requires parental permission. And in many cases, it's still blocked at a lot of schools because it can be used for cheating. I'm sharing this now because we will likely see a proliferation of AI chatbots that do comply with these policies in the upcoming years. And thinking strategically ahead of time will allow us to be less, I guess, caught off guard. It's also key to remember that while chatbots can provide valuable support, it's essential for students to engage in the critical thinking, collaboration with their peers, that they consult with their teachers to ensure the success of their PBL experience. We don't want to turn project management over to AI entirely. What we do want to do is integrate the chatbots into project management in a way that is human-driven but AI-informed. That's why it's critical that we teach students how to use structures for project management themselves. And there's a few that I'm going to share. One is the parts. It's where they clarify the product idea, audience, role, tasks, and solutions. The second thing you might have them do is visualize their project. So it could be with a big calendar. It could be with a Scrum board. There's a lot of different options they could do. And again, they're putting things on sticky notes. They're moving them back and forth. For more detailed explanations, you can check out the article that goes with this podcast. Another option would be a Trello board. What I love about Trello boards is that they are honestly tools that are used in industry. So students are going to learn with a tool that they might actually use out in creative industries, in engineering, in many science industries within, STEAM. So it matches what they'll actually use. And that's part of what I like about the Scrum boards as well. You can also do check-in forms where they fill out a Google form and they just check in and they have the data there for them. Or you can have them do a spreadsheet, and it's just kind of a project management log with the task, subtask, the member responsible, the deadline, and the progress. The goal then for you is that you manage the project manager. And so what that looks like is at the start of each day, each student shares within their group their key task for the day. They'll say, today I will blank. What it will look like when I'm finished is blank. And then as they share that in this round robin style, the project manager then is able to figure out where they are as a group and then what each person's doing. And then you have a meeting with all of the project managers. So as they start working on their project, you get the project managers in this huddle and they explain real quickly where their group is on the project. Are they ahead? Are they behind? No deep explanations, no questions. It's just a super fast update. They don't have to say what each group member is doing. They just need to say, as a group, we are doing blank and we are ahead or behind because blank. The project manager then manages their group's project while also working on it themselves. So they don't just watch the group work. They're going to manage, but they're also going to engage in the PBL. And I love this because I shift into more of a supervisor. If a group falls behind, I can do a quick conference. I end up feeling less like a nag, more like a mentor. And then later, in future projects, you can move into switching up the project manager. Sometimes you might even do this in week two of the project where the project manager trains the other group members to do project management. And what I typically do there is you have a project manager and an assistant project manager. And then in week three of a project, we rotate the project manager so a different person is a project manager each day. And what that does is it sort of spreads the responsibility among the entire group to be self-managers. So that's project manager as a whole. And the goal is that we would use AI in a way where we can get students to own that project management process and that we can empower them to become project managers in the future. In the end, they might not have the job of being a project manager, but we do want them to become self-managers in life and to know how to engage in project management. And so, yes, they're going to learn the content at a deep level. Yes, they're going to do these amazing project-based learning experiences, but also they're going to learn this transferable skill that they will use for a lifetime. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Would you do me a favor? Would you do one of two things? The first is, if you enjoy this podcast, would you tell a friend about it? Word of mouth is still one of the best ways to share your favorite resources. And if you find this podcast valuable, feel free to share it. The second thing is, if you would you leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or Spotify or Amazon Podcasts, wherever you are listening to this podcast, would you leave a review? That helps people find the podcast, and that would mean the world to me. So again, thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day and go out and make something awesome.